late communication of changing the times of the start of the committee. From half past 9 to half past 10. It was done around 4 yesterday to all members. Looking at what we had earlier, we thought we won't make the time for lunch. We had to cut down a number of items, including minutes, and some items that are not very urgent for this term. We thought that the fourth quarter report must take priority. As well as reflecting on our oversight in Gauteng months ago, because we'll be preparing for KZN oversight next week. So we had to put that in the agenda so that before finalizing the program of next week, we look at what we did in Gauteng, what were the weaknesses and all of that. And maybe look at the second term program of the committee. So we thought those are the items that must be prioritized for the meeting, hence we had to change everything. Our apologies, because that was done very late. Having said that, I will go to the apologies, because we'll have to formally go to the agenda and adopt it. Remember, this is a meeting of the committee, not necessarily with the department, to look at its reports as the committee. I don't know, Imam Sheikh, unable to attend, is not a permanent member of the committee. IFP, this guy from, I learned that from those to call people guy. there has been a standing apology for IFP in the past. I don't see it now. Mahambe Sala, Deputy Minister on Study Leave. Lord Law Ayanda, Engagement in Lusikisiki. From members, there are no other apologies.
No, I'm here today.
So those are the apologies, members. Do we accept the apologies and the change of the program of the meeting? Well, that one resides in the office of the chair, Honorable Dolasha.
Thank you. I move the acceptance of the apologies.
Any second, Honorable Pumzila?
What have you moved? Please be clear about what have you moved?
A lot.
The reason I'm asking, Chair,
a lot of
I came here at half past 9 when the standard started to come for a meeting to find that the department, which for me is very problematic. I can understand if you have study groups, but for our meeting to be delayed and by an hour after a meeting with the minister's officials and then for the program to change thereafter, for me is a little bit problematic. We either operate as a team or we don't. If we're not a team, then make that clear. But I don't think it's right for our meeting to be delayed by an hour or behind closed doors meeting to happen with these guys here from the minister's office and then our program to be changed. Why will the program change? What did these guys say?
I hope, Honorable Van Damme, you did check your email yesterday. My email, I received the amendment of the program at 15:49 yesterday, after I instructed. That was yesterday, not today. And I hope members did get the amendment, because if they didn't, it will be a problem in our office. It will be a problem because there were a number of items that I said must be cut out because of the times. 15:49 was, let's say, 4 o'clock yesterday. The amendment was circulated to all members. It didn't receive it. Okay. Maybe you need another clarity. I was trying to provide a clarity. Honorable Dallas?
Lord Chair, thank you. It's a pity that Honorable Kunzi didn't listen to you. Because what you are trying to explain points to the fact that the meeting was to start at 10:00. And that communique went out yesterday. That's the first thing. The second thing, because the meeting was to start at 10:30 today, then the ANC component took a decision to meet between itself, of which I don't think there's anything wrong in that. Invited the ministry officials. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, because all these political parties, they do have a right to invite whoever in trying to get explanation on whatever explanation when the need arrives. I don't think there's an issue here, Chairperson. Comcare that said the meeting is not 9:30, but 10:30 went out yesterday. Then the meeting had to start at 10:30. Then the ANC took its own decision to meet with the officials. Then the meeting is starting and the time is now 10:30. I'm not sure what we're discussing about, Chairperson, because you have explained this properly. There's nothing that we need to discuss about yet. Unless Honorable Phumzile would say she did not receive the change, the Comcare that spoke to the change of the meeting that was to start at 10:30 today, then I think even on that one you apologize, because you said that would be a problem in your office. If that is the case, she must indicate, so that as the chairperson, you can go back and look into your office. And if Honorable Phumzile did not receive, then you can apologize to her and make sure that it doesn't happen again. I don't think there's issue here, Chair. Let's proceed. Thank you.
Honorable Chair, do you want to say something? Thanks,
Honorable. I don't know, Chair, what is it that we're discussing here, really. I don't understand. I think she has said a mouthful. I think let's start with the meeting. The information reached all of us, because there is no one who say I did not receive the information that we're studying at 10:30. Now we are 10:30. We're studying with the meeting. I think let's do that.
Okay. I think there is a spirit of in this committee that began to emerge some time ago. Spirit of working together. And trying to be a family. I think we need not move away from that, Honorable Van Damme, so that we do things the way we've done before. Finally, before I pass this one, allow the office of the chair to plan, and if there are areas that we think will delay and all of that, the office of the chair must rearrange the program, which we have done yesterday, so that we do the very first things first. And our priority was, out of the whole host of items, was the items that are reflected in your email that we sent yesterday when we're changing the meetings. Let's allow the Office of the Chair to do that as mandated. And then we can go to the first item, which is the report. Which is the adoption of the fourth quarter expenditure and performance report. Last time I checked, we had a content advisor in this committee. Was looking at everything. Mbo, can you come and take your seat? So the first item, members, after the adoption of the agenda, will be that of the fourth quarter. Can between the advisor, content advisor, and the secretary, well, this is the report of the committee. You must take us through, but. Commissioner, so that we're going to get a presentation of the report, and then we look at it. And then if we need to adopt it, we adopt. If we need some changes, which having gone through it myself, there are many issues that need to be looked at.
Honourable members, Honourable Chair, thank you. This is the draft report compiled by ourselves for the 2016-17 fourth quarter on the performance and the expenditure of the department and entities. As you will be aware that we did interact with the various departments and the entities in the past during this term. So I think the report is quite structured as on the basis of the committee section and how we actually do the report. The first part being just the general introduction on page 1, as well as the organizational environment on page 2, which really covers the, for instance, the issues around the funded posts versus the filled and those that are not filled in terms of the vacancies of the two departments. In terms of the performance overview, I think most of the issues were really raised during the committee sitting to say that in total the department in terms of the fourth quarter was only able to achieve about 68% of the total target that was allocated to them. On page 3 is the just the diagramic presentation of the achievements of the department. And it also talks to the key achievement per program of the department. And it will go from page 3 to page 6. I think the real crux will be on the observations as identified during the process, the oversight process, and it starts on page 6. And I think I'll just read those so that perhaps we can engage on that in the chair. Right. The committee was concerned that although the matter was raised previously, the department failed to make available the actual fourth quarter report of to the committee, which could serve as a baseline for the committee to track the department's deliverables. The committee further noted and commended that the 3.6% representation of people living with disabilities in the department. The committee noted with concern that 41 million was allocated to ICASA and meant to be utilized in order to assist ICASA to deliver on its mandate, but was returned to the department and was directed to the DDT program. The committee further noted with concern the language is used by the department when planning and reporting, as it is disadvantageous to the committee in conducting its oversight. And I think this issue was raised a couple of times, even during the strategic plan of the committee. So as a result, the committee lastly resolved that the minister should ensure that the department makes available the report on the analysis of performance of the entities reporting to it, that there needs to be an engagement session between the department and the committee in order to find common ground on language used when planning and reporting. And lastly, that the department makes available the report on the status of community radio by June 1st. 2017 report to be considered.
Yes, comrades, you say that even before the observations and the resolutions, there are issues in programs of the department. Members are free to revisit those programs and raise whatever issues that they want to raise, because I think there are some issues that we need to examine from the programs themselves. I'll start with Honorable Kongbele. If you can tell us what page, so that we follow you.
Thanks, Honorable Chair. Well, if I were to go program by program, of course, an attempt to put together a report that translates the nature of discussions we had as we were interacting with the department, that attempt does exist. However, just to ride on in page 3 under program 1, where we speak about the MOU between GCIS and the department. The point I want to raise there is that it appears, Chair, that there is no clear strategy institutionally by the department to ensure that there's a well-established oversight unit, which is a professional arm in helping the department to oversight effectively all the entities. I would persuade the committee that maybe in our resolutions, if committee so agree, that we ask the department to present for us the plan to actually ensure that that unit serves the purpose for which it's supposed to. That would be in program 1. If I go to program 2,
can you prepare on
a plan to to actually how best they want to make use of the oversight unit in the department. As an institutional intention, how do you want to organize yourself institutionally so that agents are account effectively? Because the department puts together that overarching policy. Department puts together that overarching picture with regard to where we should go. And these are supposed to be agencies that implement what the department wants. But there must be clear institutional intention on how to ensure that the agents are rendered effectively accountable in performing that. That is not clear in a number of their presentations. If you go to program two, it comes across there that there's a series of initiatives there. For instance, the white paper on audiovisual and digital content policy, which is said has a relationship with the delay of the signing of the CASA Amendment Bill. And there's also the initiative on the Community Broadcasting Support Strategy. And there is also MDDA legislative process, which also appears. What I want to propose is that it would be important in our resolution to demonstrate that there's a way in which we want to interact with those processes in rather more orderly way. For instance, probably where we interact, where the department helps us to, in a more aligned fashion, to interact with those initiatives. Because where we are sitting, we're a parliamentary portfolio committee. We're mainly on policy frameworks and results interested. But that policy framework, to interact with it, we need maybe to ask the department, if I may put it, I struggle, Hoa is not my first language. I want to put it this way. Let's request the department to actually present before us the overall policy, overall comprehensive policy process plan, so that we can be able to interact with them and check their lives, so that we interact with it in a more informed way going forward. I'm not sure if I do make sense there.
So that even the amendment of the CASA bill,
yes, that's what I said. The CASA amendment bill could not be signed off because of a particular policy initiative. And then you've got a lot of other strands that interact with other initiatives here. We need the department to give us an orderly, sequential intention in terms of policy processes so that we are able to work together on this. In program three, I don't know how Honorable Van Damme is going to look at what I'm going to say now, because this seems to be having a lot of new energy, or continuation of the old energy. There is a heading here that says industry and capacity development. I'm trying to look at that program and say, what industry are we speaking about? When I was saying, this is the development of both the capacity and the industry. And what is that industry? Because when one goes and look at the content, we speak about awareness campaigns. And the question now, what are we developing there? And which industry are we targeting? Which industry? Maybe we can get clarity on that. I try to want to interact, even before I tried, one could not really. So those are a few things. All I'm saying is that in the resolved area, let's demonstrate that we interacted with issues that are of critical importance, which require our attention going forward. Because the issues that are there are okay, but they don't fully reflect, in my view, the critical issues we interact with, the issues that are critical going forward between us and the department as a committee.
Thank you very much, Chair. Honorable Van Damme and then Honorable Teddy.
Thanks, Chair. I agree with Honorable Gungubele, despite my new energy or whatever it is. Or the old energy, whatever it is. I agree that there needs to be a little bit more detail. But for me, on this basis, we cannot adopt this report. It says here that the department failed to make available the actual fourth quarter report to the committee.
Please.
The sixth.
Please.
Yeah. So for me, that is quite critical. I mean, we can't conduct oversight. I went back to the 30th and we were given a slideshow. I mean, we can't conduct oversight by slideshow.
Where?
We need to be given...
Where is that?
The sixth, bottom.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the last paragraph there under observations. So for me, we can't conduct oversight by slideshow. I mean, we need to have the full documents. Last week, the SABC gave us a slideshow, they gave us a summary of the report, and they gave us the full report. The department has just given us a slideshow. So for me, I'd like to see that full report. I think there's very many critical issues at the department. We heard at our breakaway that they were going to run out of money. I'd like a full explanation of all those issues. So for us, until we've seen that report, we can't support.
Okay.
Madam
Teddy. I thought it would be the other way around from Honorable the fact that the department failed to make available the fourth quarter report to the committee. Because my take is that we are want to adopt a report on our own as the portfolio committee.
Yeah.
So we're saying this is a true reflection of our observation as per the presentation of the report done by the department. So to me, the issue of them not adopting the report should not arise. I just want to start the fact that they did not present, they were not having that report available as at the time when we wanted it. Should give them ample time to then say we adopt so that we are then able to correct in the near future. But there are two issues that I want to raise here. One relates to the format of the report. This partially achieved aspect. Maybe Mbaoma might have to try and clarify that particular aspect before I raise my two issues. Because my take is that it's either a target is achieved or not achieved. So unless if you were to convince us that this is how the format as provided by Treasure is supposed to look like. But my take was that it's either a target is achieved or not achieved. Because I'm begging to understand if a target is partially put, what does it mean? Half achieved. But nevertheless, you will clarify that one. Two issues that I want to raise here. One relates to page 7, the ICASA 41 million that was allocated to ICASA that could not be utilized, which ended up being returned to the department to fund digital terrestrial television, the DTT. I think we, as part of the resolution, we might need a resolution that talk to that particular aspect. I think we need a report that outlines exactly what transpired from ICASA side that led to them surrendering 41 million
to the department for DDT. Because from where I'm sitting, the impression I'm getting is that it means the money, they did not necessarily need that money. Whatever explanation they will give, we'll take it from there. So all I'm saying is that let's have it captured as part of our resolution C. A report that comprehensively outlines the story of the 41 million from ICASA. The second issue, Chair, relates to the shareholder context and the accountability instrument for the SABC. That surely we can't continue to conduct oversight over the entities when we don't know in terms of the agreements that have been entered with those entities from the side of the shareholder. So all I'm saying is that as part of the resolution, we need a resolution that talks to the department making available those shareholder compacts and that accountability instrument for the SABC. Yeah, those are the two issues. The first one was just the clarity seeking aspect, the partially achieved part of the format. What does it mean?
Okay. I think the officials of the committee will give clarity on some of the issues. And then maybe on some of the issues we'll also get assistance from the department, officials of the department to explain some of the issues. So that all those issues are loaded in the report. As we improve it, because I think it's a matter of improving the report. Honorable Tolash.
No, thanks, Chair. From that note of improving the report, I think really, Chairperson, we need to emphasize that this report needs a lot of improvement. If members can remember, this is our report as a committee, not the report that has been drafted by the department. It's our report. Very weak. So it needs a lot of rewriting and a lot of facts being put in. Especially you get to understand that when you read the recommendation of the committee itself, majority of them don't talk to even issues that the committee has just raised. This very report does not talk to issues that the members have just raised, of which it's a problem for us as the committee. How do we then not resolve on the issues that we have raised? That sometimes talk to policy directives on the issue of the ICASA, whilst they are busy with something else, and now something that is coming in, and as such they couldn't conclude. Why is that the department is unable to indicate whether they are bringing new policy directives? And if we have managed to pick that up, we can then resolve accordingly as a committee. I think that's one thing, Chair, that this report must go back, must be rewritten, put all the facts that we have just raised so that we are all satisfied. But also, Chair, the presence of the department itself, I see the office of the ministry is here, but it will be good if the HOD would make herself available so that we have the right to ask questions all the time, even if we're concluding our report, because all those will talk to the issues of oversight. So it will be correct for her to be here, or whoever he or she is, so that if there's a question that I need to raise that has just come into my mind, insofar as the report is concerned, she can be able to give us those reports. Because sometimes, Chairperson, we ask same questions that sometimes do have some response that is sitting somewhere. So as the person responsible, she must always be here so that she can give all those to us so that we don't have to ask the questions all the time. But also, Chair, if as a portfolio committee you can get all the, what Honorable Seth is talking about, the agreements between the shareholder and the entities, not necessarily SABC, but I think all entities, so that when we make them to account on us, they do that, we also do that in understanding what was there, in addition to the legal mandate, what was the additional mandate from the shareholder. But ourselves as a committee, I think we have a right to our expectations so that avoiding to go out of the general, because always when you ask questions, we are told that not everything will reflect here because the general format doesn't allow us to put everything. But also as a committee, we need to ask questions because we are responsible. So we need to sit with the committee, with the entities or the department, of course led by the department, and put our own, so that when they come here to come in account, we can also be able to, they can also be able to respond to what we expect. But lastly, also talk to what we have raised earlier on. Remember, the department kept coming in here, we've been raising issues with them, but in the report, you don't see exactly how is the department responding to the questions that you raised as the committee on the issues that appeared in their report. But what I want to emphasize is the rewriting of the report. I'm not saying I'm rejecting the report, Chair, because this is our report. But I'm requesting your office to please put more facts and bring the report back for the purpose of adoption. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Honorable
Joseph. Yeah, I also would need a lot of meat because the inconsistency of reporting on a fourth quarter performance and expenditure spending and then later on saying it did not come. It can't be correct. So it must be made available, and this is because I mean I have not really been that much of the developments, but you can't report on something that you haven't engaged unless you remove that sentence. I don't know, because that clarity does not count. I mean, there is a whole report here. The question is then, who wrote it for you, because you are saying you didn't receive the report. It wasn't made available, but there is a whole report about it. That's the first inconsistency. I don't know that I can rely on. It has nothing to do with rejecting or accepting. If it was a slide presentation, if this report is made on a slide presentation, again, I think you can understand why would that be considered not the report. That's point number one. But I would be interested, because the fourth quarter is include cabinet reshuffle. I would have been interested to know how did the cabinet reshuffle factor into the performance of this department. If this quarter, the reshuffle happened in March, I would have been in, but because you did not receive the report, I'm not sure you can be able to engage me, and the minister and the people of the department are not here. So this is just to assist Chairperson that you want to take this back and get the fourth quarter report in full detail. If you did, which I am likely to, I'll be very suspicious, then the observation that you are noting in point number 5 must be reviewed. Finally, I have been interested for some time on initiating a process. I'm not sure I would be interested in us taking this type of a decision, which is to initiate an amendment of the ICASA Act to be a fully Chapter 9 institution. I would be interested in that type of initiative as part of the resolution that can be taken, that maybe begin to commit us as a committee. I think it would strengthen the performance of that body. With the problems like DTT and many other things in relation to competition and general oversight and its work. So, thank you.
Thanks, Congress. The Condon advisor, Sandeep, he knows what he will have to deal with, but if you can explain the 41 million on page the issue that was raised by Honorable Sedina on page 7. just this 41 million that was allocated to ICASA and all of that, if you can take us through that and then explain Condon Advisor the issue of the report on page 6. The committee was concerned that although the matter was raised previously, the department failed to make available the actual fourth quarter report. The issue that was raised by Honorable Fanda. The issues that were raised by Honorable Kumbele, not sheets, but on policy, on the amendments that are raised here, Sandeep. The department is planning to amend is it the ICASA Act? Yeah, the Broadcasting Act is already in the pipeline. Is the ICASA Act that the department is planning to amend. So if we can have that, because we can't just go and agree on amending the Act without some processes that we must take. So those are the issues that we, as the officials want us to explain to us. Condon Advisor first and then DOC.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. We do take note of all the comments and we will necessarily amend the report as such and table it. The first issue, Honorable Chairperson, is around the issue that you've just raised. On the tabling of the report by the department, we should put on record that the department did, we did receive the report from the department. However, it was post the sitting of the committee, and therefore we actually used that to compile this particular report. But we do note that because the report was not available during the particular sitting or before the particular sitting, it would have made the discussions of the committee almost irrelevant in that sense. The second issue was raised by Honorable Tseri was relating to the issue of partially achieved versus not achieved. I think it was a committee resolution from some time back that we do not want to see the partially achieved in any of the reporting. However, we should state that as we received the content, it came as such with the partially achieved. And we do not seek to doctor the report of the department as they present it to us. But I think they should take note that the committee did resolve that we should not have any partially achieved targets for the purpose. The third issue I wanted to talk to was around the issue of the shareholder compact. I think we've had numerous resolutions from the committee members to say that the department needs to come and present the issue around the shareholder compact. And I think it's closely tied to the issue that the chairperson always raises. And I'll tie it up to the comments of Honorable Gumbela to say that in terms of the resolutions, perhaps the committee, I would propose that the committee start to put timelines, time frames to the to the reporting of the department on the issue, so that when we write the resolutions, the committee would then look at how much time do they allocate the department to respond to, so that we can enable prompt response. The other issue is that the committee did resolve that for every start of a meeting when the minister is around, the department will attempt to report on issues that were raised by the committee on the previous meeting. And I think as the back office, together with the ministry, we are working on trying to resolve some of those issues, so that when the minister does appear before the committee, they're able to report on the previous resolutions of the committee. And I think the last thing I wanted the members to note is that the Standing Committee on Appropriation also had a report, which I will circulate through the committee secretary, which had notings for the committee to take note of in terms of the fourth quarter. Of course, we could not include them if they were not presented to the committee. And those include the issues around the financial sustainability of the SABC, as well as the sharing of facilities between the GCIS and the department. I think that perhaps the committee will need to debate on that. Thank you.
So it's clear that we never received the report, and that report will have to be made available to members. I think that's what we say, so that we develop a report fully informed. I think this is what that was the proposal from Honorable Fanda. So that report will have to be circulated as we put more meat, flesh to the committee report. Is that the understanding? Honorable Teddy.
So from the explanation, do I understand you to be saying the partially achieved aspect is not as per the format from Treasury Law? Because I needed that particular clarity. I needed that particular clarity. From what you're saying, if it's not, then you are right to say we have a problem with this particular aspect. It's either a target is achieved or not achieved. So unless if you would convince us that it's a format by Treasurer, then we can take it up with Treasurer or whoever gives you a format with the partially achieved, which is problematic to the committee.
Through you, Chairperson, I'd like to state categorically that we take this particular partially achieved from the report of the department. As to whether they're dictated to by Treasurer, I think they will answer that on themselves. But I think as far as we're concerned, we get it directly from the department as presented. And needless to say that it was a committee recommendation or resolution to say we do not want to see the partial achieved. As to why it comes back, I cannot answer that.
You want to deal with that comment?
No. All what I wanted to say is that this is not just one element. Generally, the language we've been questioning, we've always been told, is a Treasury prescription. I think in our resolution, we must be able on record to say, within a reasonable time or within a month, whatever, we need to have a session with Treasury and raise clear issues. Because if you are working together in a common institution, the language of accountability must be commonly understood. It's not only between the Treasurer and the Department, also between us, those who will be interrogating the report.
If we can exhaust this comment, Lewis, partially, because I want the Department, I know the practice has been in the Department that it's either done or not done.
Mm-hmm.
The partially, ever since I came to the committee, was not in existence. Was not featured at all. It was partial, achieved or not achieved. The question of the Treasury format, I'm not sure.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, you are correct. The On a quarterly basis, the department reports to National Treasury and DPME. So they do allow, in terms of the template, to say you have done something and then you give evidence. So that's where the question of the partially achieved target comes in. However, this committee had taken a decision which we accepted as a department that it would not accept a partially achieved target. I think this is just one report where we indicated partially achieved, that it's very unfortunate, Chairperson.
It's not achieved.
Okay. I think you had a different point, or was it on this point?
Chair, it seems to me, are we resolving that we're going to get a better draft? In that case, my view would be, let's do exactly that, and then we'll exhaust ourselves as and when enough detail is put here. That is my proposal.
I think that's where we are going. Conference shop, you wanted to raise that? Or a different point?
I'm just here to emphasize the idea of what you raised before, because you said this is our report. Though it doesn't project effectiveness of the impulsive decision to have this summary. So I want to say, Chair, we cannot agree or to adopt it by now. We can bring back the document so that we can get more information. But it doesn't stop the committee to do their work. Thanks so much, Chair.
If we have other issues on the report, but I think what Comrade was saying,
Oh, is my mic not on? Honorable Tolas.
No, sir, you're right in summarizing that way. But I wanted to chip in on the proposal of ICASA being a chapter 9. I think let's engage on that as the committee first, so that by the time we take the proposal forward, we'll have been able to exhaust and see how best can you all benefit from that kind of narration. It's not like the proposal is not on the table, so that he can take us through, all of us, on how best can we make that kind of a discussion that we can embark on, all of us, and if we agree, we can take it forward. Because I'm not sure, the department won't be able to do anything about the suggestion for now, until we as the committee we all agree. That's my take, Chair. Thank you.
I'll start with Honorable Ndoza. Honorable Ndoza, you want to...
Yeah, it's a quick recommendation.
Okay.
You know what you have here? It's a draft report on the performance and expenditure of the report in the fourth quarter. And you've got, in the same quarter, oversight. You have to use all that content. Well, you would have done oversight, part of which is to actually check on the performance of the department in different entities, including itself. It's a recommendation. So the report doesn't sound like the report of the department. It sounds like the report of people who are holding the department accountable. And much of the content that can, you should check that report, the fourth quarter report, against, is what you found when you were the oversight visit. And that those concerns must come up in the critique of the fourth quarter expenditure and performance of the department. That's my recommendation. I don't know whether it goes to the content and don't do any word, but if you want to mandate me to write this report, I can do that on behalf of the committee. No, I'm just saying it would be I can go develop a draft report that you can
Okay, Commissioner.
I think I agree with everything you said except the last one. Except the last time. I think you will have a lot to do. I thought, in short, I want to agree with Member Tolash. Remember, the issue of ICASA is not a new issue. The committee has reflected on the worry of the autonomy of ICASA. I think the question is no longer to discuss whether ICASA enjoys the necessary autonomy or not. It's how to ensure that it's properly independent so that it serves the purpose of overriding all of us, for the purpose of communication of information and all of that. So all I'm saying is that I want to emphasize that indeed it's a matter to discuss. Various parties can even engage in their own respective forums. But let's say the matter is on the table, the matter is being discussed.
Yeah. I think comrades, have taken all the views to make the report better. And I hear members say, with all those views, including the report that must be circulated, raised by Honorable Fundam, including that report, we further develop the report of the committee, bring it back to the committee, table it, so that the committee can agree. Because as members were saying, it's short of flesh. Or in our flesh. As for the Broadcasting Act, we know it's in the pipeline. As for the ICASA Act planned by the department, we then take a process on that. Remember also, we are coming from the. There are issues of budget review and recommendations. If members can listen, so that's what we're going to do with the report, members. Can you go to the second item? Because we are not going to report back to those meetings that we are holding. We've captured I think the secretary has captured the summary. What is left is that 41 million. That the explanation on that 41 million. Is it 41 million? Mm. Yes. That's the interest to that 41 million.
It went to implement this year.
Sorry, Chairperson. Can I just ask the clarity on the report on the status of community radio stations? Is it the status in terms of community media or incentive which DOC can provide, or is the status in terms of government support towards community media which GCIS can provide? Can you just get a clarity so that even if we are to provide the two sets of reports, we are clarified by this point? Okay. And then lastly, Chairperson, the ICASA is obviously a Chapter 9 institution in terms of the Act. If you look at the IPA, because ICASA is the merger of SATRA and an IPA. Thanks.
Okay.
Chair, I think I insist that we should discuss this matter as Honorable Moses suggested. Because remember, there was a contestation between the ICASA and the DOC on the matter. On the very matter, when we were in the state session, there was a contestation such that the impression was created that when it suits ICASA, it becomes more of a Chapter 9. Where they were like, alleged to be more opportunistic on the state. So if that is the case, it means DOC itself doesn't understand. So I think for those reasons, we still need to discuss so that at least as a committee, we should bring from the same page and we tell everybody which direction should be taken. Because it was a very clear contestation from the acting head of department and the ICASA CEO. because those people would understand they are the custodians of both the policies and the programs and later the budget of both the CASA and the budget of the CASA. So if there was that kind of an understanding that was demonstrated, it means at least as a committee, we must be able to understand and be on the same page and then direct the CASA and the department the route to follow. Thanks.
Thanks, Chair. And I agree with Honourable Dolashe that it's an important discussion to have, strengthening a CASA in line with the Constitution. I'm not sure it's a discussion for today, though, because I think it's going to be quite a lengthy discussion. I think maybe if, since Honourable Ndlozi was the one who suggested, he can table a private member's bill to the committee, which we can then look at and see how we amend the ICASA Act and where, and we get that work started. But I don't think we can discuss it, do the issue justice today.
No, we can't. Definitely we can't do it today. But I think on some of the issues that were raised, it will have a bite in the next meeting. On these matters, and we are going to submit now a report that is a bit fleshy.
Sure.
And then on that in that meeting, we can also engage on that. That's my view.
Thanks. I think if you remember. I know we're not discussing it, we shouldn't today. But I think for us to move forward, we'll provide a party or a member or whatever kind of bureau, it's a different issue. All I'm saying is that so that we'll move on the same turf, it's important for the department in the next time to articulate their authority relations with the CASA. That's very important. Because whatever bill you are going to formulate, it must have a sound basis. Because you don't have to form because of suspect. So once we understand those authority relations, then we can ask ourselves, then does this allow ICASA then to do ABC? If it doesn't, it means you need to review the rule.
I think let's do that. It doesn't stop. I mean, sorry, any member, if he wants to introduce a bill, the right of that member mandated by the party, and then we engage on it. But in so far as this process is concerned, I think the department must bring all these issues that Conrad Mondi is saying, so that in the next meeting we can have a broader discussion on it. What is now left is a proper drafted report with all the properly drafted report with all these inputs that came in, but also the reports that forms were raised. That must be circulated as soon as possible because it's with the Secretariat, so that we have it. And we don't have something that says in our report, the report was not made available on page 6. I'm saying so that we don't have that.
Oh.
We don't have something that says the report was not made available by the department, whereas it was made available. Can you go to the second item? I think we go to the adoption of the oversight report and audit. But then, advisor, you will take us through. Secretary of the committee. Where is the report? Was this report circulated before this meeting? Secretary?
Chair,
the report was circulated quite late to members. It was only circulated this morning.
The secretary says this thick report was circulated this morning. So it means that do we really need to go to this report if it was circulated this morning? Because I don't know. I haven't even seen it. Come closer.
I agree. Let's go through it. I mean, everybody was there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Except myself. The DA was there.
Obviously.
So if...
The DA was there.
That's my proposal. I've gone through it already, yeah. My proposal that we go through it.
Yes. That's the proposal, members? Because it's here. I mean, even if it came this morning, it's here. If you go to page 1, 2, 3, but on page 3, the purpose of the oversight is quite critical because it sets out the agenda of why we do oversight. Now, so the content advisor will take us through, even if he was not there. Just someone to read, to speak on it.
Thank you, Chair. I'll move right on to page 3 on the purpose of the oversight visit, as Chair indicated. Program 3 of the 5-year strategic plan of the Committee on Communication commits the committee to enhancing the committee outreach oversight functions, while strategic objective 1 of the committee annual performance plan commits it to increasing public participation in its work program. For purposes of working efficiently, the committee has divided its oversight plan into phases. The first phase of the committee's oversight plan was to visit the department and its entities in Gauteng. It was important that the committee conducts oversight in order to, 1, formally introduce members of parliament to the department and its entities, 2, gain familiarity with and better understand the area of expertise of the department and entities reporting to it, 3, continue the work of oversight and evaluate status on progress made to force parliament's recommendations by the department and its entities, 4, assess and evaluate the department and its entities in relation to the competency in delivering on their mandates. 5, evaluate the implementation of the Auditor General of South Africa recommendations. 6, evaluate management at both executive and non-executive levels. 6, 7, engage and evaluate staff conditions and morale in alignment to labor practices of the country. And the last one being, where relevant, evaluate tools of operation as service delivery tools. And then I think after that it just talks to the structure of the department and its entities. On page 4, it's really about the first day of the oversight, and as you see, the first thing the committee did on arrival at the department of GCIS was to meet with staff, and the engagements, of course, are related to up to page 6. On page 6, you will notice that then the committee met with the ministry as well as executive management to, among others, address issues raised during the staff interaction. The committee on page 7 then proceeded to visit the MDDA, and Julie So had a first meeting with staff. And then on page 8, you will notice the committee then subsequently met with the board and executive, and of course discussed also, among other things, issues raised by the staff. On day 2, which was the 29th of March, that's page 9, and the committee visited the ICASA head office, and Julie had a meeting with the staff, of course.
Sorry. Can we also say, members, we took the approach of not only meeting the management, we took the approach of listening to the staff. And all issues that were raised by the staff, the healthy or unhealthy conditions in all these entities were raised. And I think what is critical here is when we met SABC. Because all of them, they had their own issues about the board, about the councillors, and everything else. And it's reflected in the report. And I think what is necessary for us to say is to say, then what did we do, having listened to that, to those issues, as the committee. I think that will be necessary without going through it in both, to say what were the issues that were very critical, particularly raised by staff. But if there are issues that are not necessarily issues raised by staff, I think we need to identify those so that we don't read the whole report. Honorable Funding.
Chair, I remember that we also invited staff members to write to the committee. I just want to get clarity on that. Did we receive any feedback from staff? Because we never, as a committee, it was never communicated. We didn't engage on anything. Or can you just give us clarity on any on that, maybe your feedback.
I thought members, we must take this approach just to save time, unless you want us to go page by page, because it's very similar from entity to entity on issues that were raised as complaints by staff. But I think what Honorable Funding is raising, because at the end we said management responds to all these issues and send that to the Office of Communication by the 2nd of what date? Of the following month after we were there. Can we get to that now instead of reading the whole report? Welcome to the
I mean, it's on a different issue. I don't know if you want to conclude on that, but I agree with your approach.
Okay, let's conclude.
I agree with your approach.
Let's conclude on this and then.
Yeah, I have one particular aspect that I need.
Okay, no, that's fine. Can you give us the responses of the management after receiving the report? No, all of them. Because all entities were saying they will give us the responses.
Let me table mine so that we can as well deal with the response. Earlier on, I had the reservations in us entertaining the report, but I adopted an approach which is I want to agree with Honorable Jones for today. It is absent. It's on a light note. But all I'm saying is that the fact of the matter is not necessarily whether people were there or not. If we move in the direction which says that on the day we must adopt a report, it means each and everything that is in the manner in which they have declared, we align ourselves with it. So all I'm saying is that it's not whether people were there or not. It's a document having been received this morning, members having not gotten the opportunity to peruse the document in advance, in a way it disempowers us a little bit to try and attend it. But one specific issue that I want to raise talks to one aspect which says staff were overworked and not properly remunerated. It's a bit problematic to me. because if we don't clarify this one, it means we are going to adopt a document which says staff of the department are not properly remunerated. What does it mean?
Mark.
Are they not getting money?
Yes.
In the same manner the rest of the public service people are getting. Well, what does it mean? Is there a capital gain?
I understand. That's part of the issues that were raised,
yes.
And then we took to management. And then the responses may clarify that. That is,
yes.
That is why I wanted him,
yes.
To go to the responses of management.
Yeah, so I'm raising that one specifically because I want him to talk to that one. What does it mean? Does it mean in this department, is this the only department? Oh, okay. If you will clarify that one,
yeah.
I'll appreciate it.
Thank you, Chairperson. Yes, Chairperson, the four entities that were told to provide responses to the committee. They had provided them responses of which annexure of the report. Chair, if I can take you firstly to the SABC, 24 pages that I have here, which is why you notice that you only have the actual report, but right at the end of the report, it does say that the responses, it was proposed that the committee would recommend that these responses be sent to the Ministry of Communications for further interrogation and reporting. However, start with the SABC one, Chairperson. Committee, unfortunately, Chair, we couldn't. When we were capturing this, we couldn't capture as per what a particular staff member said and all that, because you find that the issues that they've raised were similar issues. It's just that it was this one staff member that raised it, and then the other staff member raised the same issue but using a different language. So we didn't say this staff member did that. We kind of like clubbed them together. So the SABC middle managers. I don't think so. The first document here is the SABC one. It's here. It's on my PC, Chair. It would be annexure one of that report, Chair. The reason why I didn't include it here. For instance, SABC alone is 24 pages long. So imagine if I had sent all the four annexures to the report, you'd have been sitting with over 100 pages of this report.
In the report here, is there no summary of that in this report that you have?
We accepted your proposal, Honorable Dos, but it's very clear that the report that we have doesn't have the information that we need. For instance, the critical issues raised by staff, which I think all members were concerned, are not in the report that we have, are in another annexure. And what does it tell us? It tells us that we may not properly engage on this report if we don't have that, unless members have a different view. Members? Am I putting members in a difficulty? What I'm saying, the report that we have, was circulated this morning, doesn't have the detail of the responses of which we think were very critical issues raised by staff. And then we said management respond to these issues. And then the responses are not here.
Honorable Chair, I think as you have indicated, we would have wanted really to discuss the report, but it disempowers us to adequately deal with this report. If the crux of the staff is not attached to the document, as you have alluded to, the issues as raised by the staff. So I would therefore suggest that we put this matter in abeyance until such time that the Secretariat has as well put together all the necessary documentation, including those responses.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's not necessarily the whole document, a summary would have assisted for us to take this process forward.
Okay.
In seeking for solutions, can we get to hear from the Secretariat? Why are the responses not there?
Yeah.
Well, everybody knew that today the committee was to meet, and there was an agenda before the Secretariat, because they prepared for this meeting. Why is that those responses are not here? Because there's no way that in the committee we can reopen what was said by the staff and everybody else, because that was quite... a little bit problematic, because it was highly emotional at that point. So now we expected the office chair, the secretary at this time, to bring us all that so that we can be able to discuss why is that those responses are not here. Chair, I don't think it's going to be good for the secretary to treat us as they are doing. It's not acceptable. It's not going to be acceptable at any given time. And it must come to a stop. It must come to a stop, because they knew that the committee was to sit today. Therefore, they knew which department, which documentation was supposed to be presented here. One, we only received this only this morning, which is very much out of order. Two, we are not getting the whole package. And now, this is fruitless, because we have to put this in abeyance. That talks to money. And another committee must be convened. I don't think this is acceptable, Chairperson. I think we must say these things in the committee and really condemn them. But I need to know why is this the case, Chairperson? What's the problem? Because I don't want to give solutions in case we don't know what is the problem. Let's get to hear from the committee sector. What is the problem that he's not able to do his work?
You want to come before that meeting?
No, a little, just to say, I hope documents like this, before they come to the committee, they should be processed by MENCO. And I'm not sure if that has been done. If it has not been done, I think let's stick to that principle. Because a lot of issues that take our time would have actually been spent.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you, Honorable Members. Chairperson, just to clarify something, the issues as raised by staff, the issues that were raised by staff are contained on the report. It's just the responses that are not in the actual report. And Chairperson, as I had earlier indicated, Honorable Members, that I did not include them in this one because it would have made the report longer. My mistake was not printing them as annexures of the report. For an example, responses from SABC are 24 pages long, and from three other entities, which is FPB, CASA, and MDDA, they have about 15 pages of each on their responses. That makes 45 pages, plus the 25 here, which goes to about 60 pages, plus the report itself. So the issues that were raised by staff are on the report, and the only thing that is not there is the responses. And apologies, Honorable Members. We will have to sit down at the Secretariat and summarize them and make them part of this report. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Fonda?
Let's do this, Chair. Can we have a proper report redrafted, and then we'll be given that report and we can move forward? Right now, there's clearly too many gaps in this report.
And Honorable Dalasha raised some very good points. So I don't think we can discuss this document until we have the proper thing in front of us.
Thanks, Honorable Dalasha.
Why you have failed from the committee secretary is an apology. Regardless of the long reports and so on and so on, we are the responsible people to deal with those long reports. Secondly, he is the one who was supposed to talk to the chairperson and see how best can they make those reports more shorter by summarizing us. We don't, by summarizing them, we don't have that. Doesn't have a permission not to bring those long reports to the committee. He doesn't have such a permission. He brought to us a report that is not complete, which if you want to compute who the chair of the person who's employed getting paid each and every month, it's silly. Let him apologize so that you can be able to move. You must not come up with excuses just because he did not do his work period. What are we going to do with what we engage on? Because all that we know is what the staff of all entities told us. That we know. It would be nice if they are being put in a paper with everybody can see them black and white. But what we are interested in is how that management in those different entities are trying to resolve those issues and give us a hope that at some point those issues will be resolved and there will be a conclusive kind of an arrangement. We don't have all that. No, Chairperson, this is not acceptable, unfortunately. No, I won't accept this. That this committee secretary is not doing his job as he is expected, Chair. I think I'm going to put that on the table for your office to consider what is going to be done by this secretary. That does not, it's not the first time, Chair, unfortunately. It's not the first time. Thank you, Chair. Sorry for being emotional.
Okay. I think one of the leadership is saying the secretary must apologize to me, even if
the secretary must apologize to the meeting, even if the chair, because it's the office of the chair, must apologize to the meeting, and the chair must do the right thing to come with reports that are properly processed, because there are structures before this meeting, like your MANCOM, where these issues are supposed to be tabled and processed. This is what Honorable Kungbele has been saying, and this is what we have been doing in other instances. And the last meeting of MANCOM, we didn't do this, we didn't see the report. So we didn't process the report because there was, I mean, it's an unfinished report if there are no responses. The committee says they apologize to them.
I apologize, Chairperson.
So we are conditions.
Agreed. Agreed. Can you please? Let's proceed. Hey, report C, make it call in again so that it comes prepared. We thought we'll learn lessons from this report because we're going to another oversight next week. Are you done?
Yes.
We thought we'll learn lessons from this oversight visit in Gauteng, because next week we are again going to another oversight visit. Can we go to another item? Yes, Sandy.
Sorry, Chairperson. I wanted to say from our side we probably would avail our P&O, because what we picked up is, for instance, GCIS is much more than 20 years old, so there can't be a staff member who says he's worked for more than that. We'll try and provide some information around that. And secondly, on page 5, it talks about acting DGs in the last 5 years. I think we need to be more specific and say, since August 2012, we've not had a new chief in CIS, and since the 1st of April 2015, when DOC started operating, until now, we don't have a DG. So we need to be specific. We'll provide information to the secretariat. Thanks.
Okay. Members, can you go to the third term draft report? I mean, committee program, I'm sorry.
Program,
yes. We skip the minutes and then look at them at the end. So, what is this? Can I have the program of the third term, second term, the third term program? Members, do we have the third term program? Yeah, it's like that. Yole. Do we have a... This is Basel. No, this... The third term report? Can you give members who don't have the support? Mama Trova, do you have the program?
Yes.
Which one? We talk about the third term, the third term program. The third term program members. Third term, do you have it?
Yes, we have it.
Okay. There it goes. We have integrated Fridays, members. We are great. Commodores. We are great on Fridays that we program Fridays as committee days. So it's Tuesday and Friday. And then we agreed on that in a meeting. On the first,
this decision is aging. It favors old people. They don't have a life. They don't have life.
So it means the Pumzi belongs to that group.
Yeah. She has sold out. She went to get married.
And I sold out.
Members, on the 1st of August, we are going to get a briefing from the interim board on progress made in relation to the implementation of their mandate. I wish in SABC we can have some investigation department by department, because there is a lot of rot in that area. Whether you call it SCM or sport, everything. So on the 1st of August, that's what we do. On the 5th, it's deliberations, final deliberations. On the 4th, it's final deliberations on FPB. 8th August, first round of shortlisting. We are shortlisting the, remember the adverts, SABC adverts, will close on the 30th. And then after that, we start with the process. Mamacho, please, man, if you want to, because I'm saying, it means you are not listening. The applications for interim for the board end on the 30th of June. And the 30th of June is still coming, so we can't have information until that is closed. So on the 8th of August, we'll be looking at what we got from the Office of the Solicitor. People who applied. That's on a Tuesday. Mamu Fanta?
Thanks, Chair. If with your indulgence, can we do it close by raise any questions or suggestions we have as you go through?
Yes. Because
just going back to the FPB bill,
yes.
I see we're doing final deliberations. Can we, before that, be given the new version of the bill? And can it not be given to us the day before or on the morning? Can we have it well in advance so we can have time to analyze it properly show it to our legal advisor so that we can give proper input at that meeting. So can the department ensure that we have that well in advance?
Great. No question about that. I already explained it. Oh, Momotelas.
I'm sorry. Shortlisting on the 11th of August.
Okay.
The NCCA, as well as the 15th of August, the SABC board.
Yes.
I'm not sure, Chair, the issues of transparency so that no one comes and dictates to us what should be the process. Do we agree on the process that we follow earlier on, or we discuss the approach on the actual day?
I thought we agreed that there were questions around the subcommittee running with the org. You remember the subcommittee of the committee was shortlisting, interviewing, and reporting to the committee. Now the committee agreed that the whole committee will shortlist, interview, and recommend to the House as the whole committee. That's the decision of the committee. Are you now okay, Mamutolash? Okay. Yes.
To take you back, Chair, sorry. There's a matter here that's remaining unresolved. So in terms of the recommendations of the SABC inquiry, a report has to be compiled of all the people who misled the inquiry. Now, we know that that report is now currently before the Speaker, and it appears that it's kind of stuck there. The report belongs to us as a committee. So can we include an item early on the 1st of August, for that report to be brought before the committee? In fact, it has to be made public way before that, but that will be the first chance that we get as a committee to discuss it. Can that report please be tabled before this committee and discussed on the 1st of August?
That's the proposal, members, or not comment?
No. Not just because I like this thing of point of order. Don't like it, especially at my age. For fresh people, it works. I don't think that's irrelevant. I would propose let's finish this and then let's deal with that. That's what I'm here.
No, the issue.
We're looking at the plan here.
I'm sure when we're dealing with item number one in the draft program, that didn't come to her mind.
Well,
now she's saying we must include that on the 1st of August.
I'm disappearing.
Okay. Is that fine?
Yes.
I don't think there is any problem with that.
Agreed, yes.
Honorable Dozier, your hand was up?
No, I was going to agree. Yeah, no. I mean, I don't see a problem. The logic makes sense, and the report is there. Let the speaker release it. That's
all right.
Fine.
We were on the 8th, first round of shortlisting. On the 11th, shortlisting of candidates, the CASA and MBDA.
Okay.
This is about shortlisting. The
8th
and
11th. Okay, so this is very, very big to deal with two entities at the same time. I have never done it before, but we may not do a thorough job. My view is that one set of CVs at a time, because if you go through the ICASA CVs, we shortlist. There might be 200 of them. And then there might be 200 more on MDDA. Often those files are a lot. So in one day, we may not do... You see, we can do that later. I'm not convinced. I don't know, Chair. I'm just cautioning there that we might want to separate dealing with two bodies at the same time. CVs are very... I mean, even forget, because it's like same information, you know, in a sense. So we might not do a thorough job in one session.
Yeah.
Remember, the term of interim board ends in September. Mm-hmm. ICASA and the MDDA ends in June. No? Okay. So SABC ends in September. I'm clear on that one. So by somewhere in end of September, we must appoint the new board. So it's quite urgent. But the point is, we can't do ICASA and MDDA same day. I don't know, I haven't seen the adverts, but my experience in the last round is same people on both. But it doesn't address your question. But the question is, let's try and do one entity one day. That's a proposal from Commissioners, Honorable City.
I agree. But sometimes if the quality work that has been done at the level of the Secretariat, it is workable. Because I don't see a situation where all of us are just like going to find a heap of CVs for us to peruse one by one, because the Secretariat will have put together a profile of some sort for all the candidates. Only if I'm interested in candidate Lucy, I'll then go to a CV and then try and peruse. But the profile will be there, which to me should not necessarily be a problem. We're not necessarily going to find a heap of CVs for us to peruse one by one. There's going to be a profile.
The Secretary couldn't write you proper reports today.
I don't want to go there. But all I'm saying is that... The point I'm making is...
Don't do this. This is a comment.
The point I'm making, Chair, is that Honorable Jones, it is workable. Because profiles are... A profile is going to be put together of all the candidates in terms of their qualifications and all the other things. And that is what we're going to be dealing with. You'll only go to the CV as and when one to verify certain things. So to me, it's
and, you know, I'm just going to spend the question on this thing.
Yeah.
And maybe, before I come to you, another question. I mean, the office of the chair and the secretariat ensures that these are the categories of people. The profile of people is here and all of that. As we come to the shortlisting, we bring all that. So that will be done. That is done. That has been done. But I think the issue is we won't do justice in 3 hours. Because our time is half past 9 to half past 12. Or one.
No. I don't dispute. It seems to me, I thought what the chair was going to say is that we are chasing time on all the bodies. That's why we have to work with this
congested program. I didn't get that except on the SABC. So it would be helpful to get a clarity. Are we running behind as well in relation to ICASA and MDDA? That's number one. In which case, if that be the case, it would seem to me that you move MDDA from Friday the 11th, you take it to Tuesday the 15th, because at least what we are doing there is a final round of shortlisting candidates of the SABC board, as opposed to starting it from scratch. Then we can start with a different body. The point is, are you listening?
Yeah.
I don't know if, okay, so let me make my proposal. The point of departure is, if it's indeed true that we have to chase time, that maybe all these bodies have to have boards by September or something, then my proposal is, you don't take two bodies and start the shortlisting on both of them on the same day. When you are concluding the shortlisting of the other, you can start the shortlisting of the other. The work is better. Because we can't anticipate the debates, we can't anticipate the amount of CVs we are going to go through, but it's rational to say first round of shortlisting for the SABC board. It takes its own day. And then on the second, which is the Friday, first round for ICASA, that's fine. When you do a final round on the SABC, you can start MDDA.
There was much over for all of you.
And then the rest can happen concurrently. But to start a short list on two bodies in one session, we can debate two processes of like final shortlisting on two bodies, that's fine. Because we are no longer going through like the entire piece or the entire volume. So I don't know, but that's my thinking from the little experience, obviously, that I have had.
Okay.
Chair, before I raise my input in this issue, I just want to know who's responsible for shortlisting the candidates. Is the entire committee or is the selection committee? So that I can raise my input.
I thought we agreed because there was a problem. We're dealing with SABC. As a committee, we agreed that the entire committee is shortlisting, is interviewing. That's what I said when I opened this program. Honorable Fanda.
Thanks, Chair. I agree with Honorable Ms. Lozi. The SABC needs to be a standalone item. There's going to be a lot of public attention about who is appointed to the SABC interim board. I think we have a big responsibility in appointing the permanent board to ensure that the right people are on there, they're thoroughly interrogated about, you know, their CVs and what they'll bring to the SABC board. I remember in the past I suggested that we follow the same process that was followed for the public protector interviews. I think the SABC board is that, it's actually just as important as almost the public protector, given the years and years of mismanagement at the SABC. We need to get it right. We shouldn't put time limits on ourselves for those meetings. So for the shortlisting, for example, I think it's important for us to interrogate as many CVs. I do not... I mean, perhaps the secretariat would like to do profiles for each candidate, but I would like to interrogate each CV myself. So I would suggest actually for the Friday 11th that we say 9:30 until 5. So we do a proper shortlisting of those candidates and we select the right people. As for the interviews as well, we need to put enough time for that. I remember with the public protector interviews, we sat until 4 a.m. But because we wanted to do a thorough process, so I don't think we should put time limits. We should make sure that we do this process properly and make it an open process. With the public protector interviews, the CVs, for example, were very available to the public so people could see who all the candidates are. So I think we must allocate as much time as possible to making sure that we get the SABC board absolutely correct.
How can you just focus on
Honorable Kongwela, you see, it's always very difficult in my working history discussing something like this in a meeting. What time must we do that and how many minutes in a meeting like this has always been very, very difficult. But I think proposals have been made. What I'll request is that the MENCO look at these and adjust, taking the spirit of the concerns into account. Because I can tell you, I've got my own views as I'm sitting here. And I can argue and put rationale behind this. But I think there are genuine views that have been raised. But I would request, let's not make conclusion in this meeting. Let's ask the MENCO to take the spirit of this argument into account.
Can
who's MENCO?
Can we?
Oh, I call to. Oh. So the chair and the secretary.
We've taken your views. Can we go to? Can we go to the 15th of August? I must say all of them are urgent conversations.
Okay.
Both SABC, CASA, and.
A quick one, chair. So I know that SABC is the full board. Do you want to give? Do you know if it's also everybody new in all the, or are we doing fillings? Or the other bodies it's fillings? Okay. Okay, that helps. Then it's not a lot of work that much, I guess.
Yeah. In fact, in CASA is two, in MDDA is two, or three, whatever. But the big thing is SABC.
Yeah, okay.
On the 15th?
Yeah,
on the 15th final round, shortlisting candidates,
yeah.
SABC? Yes. How much was it? On the 15th final round, but shortlisting.
I want to. The 11th.
I'm Sister Bila. We just done the.
Okay, oh. So, okay, Chair. 11th, Fandam was just saying, let's extend it to 5. And then this question of shortlisting for two bodies is closed. We don't have to come back to it.
And Friday is coming from the youth.
We'll
so you are not...
activities after
that. Again, we are sold out for a Friday. No, but fine, we can go... Whatever.
Oh, we will push until we finish, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
On a
can you go to the final round of shortlisting? No question about it.
Yep.
22nd, interviews.
Yep, yep.
I think it's a shortlist till you have done everything.
22nd August, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah, I want to speak there.
Interviews.
What are the...
Yeah.
Chairperson, you want... This is my second problem. We're going to interview candidates of two separate entities,
yes,
on one day.
From 9 to 8 p.m. From 9:30 to 8 p.m.
And it's not the whole board. But just see how many vacancies.
Five.
My view is that let's do the first body on Tuesday,
yeah.
Third body on Friday.
Yeah, sure.
And then adoption, we can adopt, man. Two entities. It's not the work, like that we are waiting until 8 or anything. It's just for clarity. You are holding interviews for people who want to be in ICAS.
Yeah.
Then you go and drink tea and come back and interview people who want to be on MDDA. On one day. It's not healthy.
Do you think it's too much for a day?
It's two separate entities.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know. I'm not comfortable, Chairperson.
No.
It's not about me being afraid of work. Just to promise yourself that you're going to do a thorough interview of people. Two entities in one day by the same committee.
Tuesday and Friday.
I'm not comfortable.
Can you provoke?
No, I'm not scared to work. The mind is different.
Yes.
It's ICASA, it has a fundamentally different legislative fitting, mandate, everything.
That's the point.
And then immediately you go, you drink tea, and then you go speak to MDD.
I think we understand the concern of the member. From 9:30 to 8.
What we can do, Chair, is we can adopt both lists on one day. But interviews on one day, I argue that it's too much. For an example, Tuesday, August, we have a time from 9:30 to 5. And then we have also the same time on Wednesday to interview shortlisted candidates of the SABC. We can squeeze adoption of recommendation of the appointment. You see, that one we're scheduling 3 hours or 4 hours, 9 to 1. Let's move MDDA to that day and then move the adoption of the recommendations to the first part of the morning, because we've set out 3 days to interview people of the SABC. That's my proposal. And then I think we'll do a thorough job.
Okay. Let me start there. And come this way.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. I think Honorable Ndlozi's suggestion is a really simple one. I don't think we should debate it too much. He's just saying, on the Tuesday, let's do ICASA. On the Friday, let's do MDDA. We're just splitting them up on 2 days. I don't think that's a bigger request. So I'm supporting his position.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
That's what I hear. Do thorough work on one edit in terms of interviews.
No, I agree with Honorable Winkle. But you the interviews for the SABC on a different matter. Mm-hmm. I agree with the Honorable Winkle on that. How are you going to deal with a situation where, isn't that the practice has always been here, asking them the same question?
No.
The candidate.
Why don't we suspend the program first?
Why don't we do this? I'll come to you.
Okay.
Why don't we do this? We you know, the concerns of loading the committee with work of a number of entities or two entities a day is too much. Let's go back to the program with that in mind and schedule accordingly, so that we are fresh. We are looking at ICASA and we do a thorough job, and then load our program as such.
Agreed.
Yeah, I think that's the spirit of the discussion. We're saying your office will have to go and finalize this, but taking into consideration all these issues that we're raising.
Agreed.
But I'm on a different matter, Chair.
Yes, sir.
4 days for interviews, SABC board.
Yeah.
How are we going to deal with these interviews? I'm raising this thing. You, Honorable Fandan, was even making reference of the public protector interviews. You're asking them the same questions over 4 days. How is it going to work? 4 days of the interviews. Can I be clarified on that?
Honorable Fandan?
Thanks, Chair. I think let's discuss that when we get to it. But certainly, I don't think we should even be talking about set questions. I think we should just have the CVs, the candidates in front of us, and we ask questions as we see fit. But I think that's something we discuss when we get closer to the time. Let's just adopt the report for now. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay,
no, that's fine. I don't know that that is how I'm hearing Honorable Tsidi. Honorable Tsidi is raising a far much more fundamental question that even if there are no set questions, but the person who comes first on day one is disadvantaged to the person who comes on the fourth day. I don't think there is it happens like that across the industry. It's the reality of the situation. But how many candidates are we going, if we're going to shortlist, the reason why we are setting out 4 days, just to get the sense of the drafters, is it, why? Because you're doing from 9 to 5, 4 times. How many candidates do you think we're going to shortlist such that we need 4 days of full days? Just the essence of exactly how many candidates you have. I think it's 3 candidates per post. That's 36 people. Okay. Yeah, then there's nothing we can do.
Can you see anyone go back and look at the
Agreed.
Program with all the concerns that we have raised?
Mm. Okay.
Apart from the interviews, there are deliberations. No, still the interviews. And then there is a joint meeting in September with telecoms on the issues of Anesthesia Cross Line and the telecom, so we need to find each other. I don't think we have a problem with meeting our fellow committee members on the 6th of September. Yes, ma'am?
Thanks, Chair. I see you've allocated quite a lot of time to that meeting. Could I suggest that we add an additional topic for discussion, and that is the Data Must Fall campaign. I know it's an issue that kind of really falls under telecommunications, but because the CASA reports to us, I think there is some room for us to also discuss that matter. So since it's from 9:30 to 5, I don't know if we need all the time to discuss DTT. If we can discuss data as well, can we please add that as a topic for discussion at that meeting, particularly as it cost cuts for its portfolio?
Data
as well
is proposed.
Yeah, excellent proposal, in fact. I think I'm welcoming to it. I was also worried that we are meeting just to speak to DTT. But we have done that, you know, and I don't know. But yeah, so I would agree that let's have Data Must Fall. But I'm interested in a third department, which often in our conversations with when we are with telecommunications comes up a lot. It's trade and industry. Because the agreements of set-top boxes, who produces them, and local content and what are often things that can be better handled by these people. But finally, it's because the vision, the true vision of communications and telecommunications in the end is some form of local production of information technologies, not just set-top boxes, but the local production of cell phones, of televisions, the whole lot. So it would be nice to have Department of Trade and Industry, so that the conversation is industrial, as opposed to just propaganda.
Okay. We can. Hangiti is a joint, so we'll have to contact the chair of telecoms and trade and industry. We've covered some ground with telecoms in terms of preparations, but we'll have to rope in the trade and industry, talk to them and see. That's a proposal, comrades. I don't think there's a problem with that. Friday the 8th.
briefing by the Department of Communication, Government, and Government Communications. But it's on first quarter, on first quarter expenditure. 8th of September. 11 to 15 of September, joint oversight visit.
Sorry, is that not a mistake?
Which one?
First quarter.
No, it's not. I'm going to be the July 4th quarter of last financial year. We're going to be the first quarter of this financial year. Yes, Mamutulash and then Panda. On the 8th of September.
I'm checking, Chair, we have agreed earlier on honesty and honesty in all our meetings, so that the department can brief us on how far are they in making sure that the vacant posts are being, the issue is being concluded. I look at the program, I don't see anything that talks to that, so I want to suggest that how about 8th of September being that become part of that agenda, so that the minister can come and take us through, because we have agreed. Let's get a thorough report that will tell us no excuse. All the weekend folks must have been still here by time. We must get that report.
Okay.
By Ms. Katz. Okay.
Of course, we won't go play, and then we'll go to 11 to 15.
I'm not in the
chair. Oh, sorry.
That's true. While it is indeed important to get an account of the first quarter expenditure, I think there's an item that has been outstanding for a year and a half or longer, which is not in this program. And we'd actually agreed at our last meeting that it would be on this program, and that's the Broadcasting Amendment Bill. I think I appreciate that the SABC board, MDDA, those are very urgent issues and we're under strict timelines that need to be finalized. But then I think then on the 8th of September, we need to finalize, start talking about the Broadcasting Amendment Bill. I mean, we can't just keep it on the program in perpetuity. We need to ensure that there's certainty around this issue. So I think it is far more urgent than the first quarter expenditure. And then oversight, I'll talk about that when we get there. But I think here is the spot now for us to begin that discussion.
Of course,
why do you want to discuss this?
Let's agree with that. We talk September here. Agreed, members?
No, I don't agree. There's no...
Yeah, late.
There's no Broadcasting Amendment Bill on the table. Mutambi is gone.
No,
we've agreed.
The committee is not gone.
Ah.
We're sitting with the committee.
Yeah. In terms of the role of Parliament,
can we go to the next item? I think we're done with the program.
You didn't bring such a measure. Mutambi brought those amendments.
Can we go to the KwaZulu-Natal visit?
Agreed.
We're left with the...
And Northern Cape.
Huh?
I agree.
We're gonna
drive.
No,
you don't agree. She goes oversight.
Can I have the
oversight? You don't have to come. We need oversight overseas, man. Every committee is going overseas. Everyone is going overseas except us.
This is the issue I want to raise about all committees going overseas.
Even speaker, the whips are going overseas. The whips. We need a break as well. This can't be difficult, man.
Do
not distress, Agalo. Won't come to touch holiday. No, we can go to Brazil. We can go to Cuba.
Cuba. When we're talking about oversight.
Even Ghana. I'm sorry. Let's go to oversight of Kenya. I'm sorry. I was joking.
Sorry. Why are you joking?
One of Pandam wanted to raise something about.
Yes, actually, not oversight. Well, on the oversight, in terms of the SABC inquiry recommendations,
we were supposed to, as a committee, explore funding models for the SABC and investigate what other funding models there are. So can we use that oversight to dedicate to that purpose? We need to go see how other public broadcasters are funded, and I think this is the opportunity for it. Telecommunications can go on the oversight and they can give us a report, but we have a much more urgent task, and that's to look at how we can improve the SABC's funding model by seeing how other broadcasters are funded. So I would like to suggest that that's what we do.
I don't think there is an opposition on that one.
Yeah.
No.
I think
let's explore. We have a researcher here.
Yeah.
The researcher must look at countries where we can learn best practices or whatever.
I've got a proposal that we can simply write letters to those countries and they write back how they do it.
No, we don't want that. Next meeting, members, I think we agree with the exploring the best practices in other countries, whether it's in Uganda, or Tanzania,
there's no money.
Or Australia.
The ANC government has finished money in the country.
The researcher will give us a report in our next meeting. Honorable Sedi?
Yeah.
Now, in fact, the researcher was supposed to be presenting a report. This task was given to them some time back. Now we're supposed to be getting a report. How far is that process?
Next meeting.
Agreed.
We'll do that next meeting.
Agreed. I don't know what
to
say.
Can
you
go to KZN?
Not KZN.
That's good to me. That
members, the first page reflects, but the problem with the program always is Honorable Sedi, don't you step in.
No, she's the one disturbing me.
Members, we must not have a program that talks about times and dates. We must have a program that starts with objectives of the
visit, yeah.
Of the visit, what we want to achieve and all of that. We don't want dates. We can entertain dates, but in the program itself, we must start with that. So that we know exactly what we want to do. So that is it. May there is a concept document that is Secaleni here. Because it's next week, this thing, it's not some other time. It's just next week. Can you take us through that document, Cornet Advice, so that we don't deal with dates and stuff only? Researchers, we have this research on where we must go. There's the committee. I'm told you have it.
For the study tour or the oversight?
Yes. For the study tour.
Well, yes, the suggestion was, as I mentioned at the strategic planning, that the Australian Broadcasting Corporation and the BBC uses the same funding, a similar funding model and the same structure to the SABC. So my suggestion at the strat plan was that we conduct a study tour in Australia.
He's not answering the question.
I am not answering the question.
But he's not. He's not answering the question. Do you have a research report or not?
Now I'm right. You must bring it next time.
Yes.
Can we have the objective?
Thank you, Honorable Chair. The objectives of this particular, we identified five objectives for this particular oversight. The first one being to assess the progress made in realization of the rights as contained in sections in the Constitution in relation to community media. The second one was to test the efficiency of ICASA in licensing community broadcasting and monitoring compliance of licenses with license conditions and other challenges in the sphere of broadcasting. The third being the role played by Centec in signal distribution for broadcasting and challenges that are facing the provinces, rather, the challenges that are faced by community media in terms of the service from Centec. The fourth one is to familiarize new members of the portfolio on communications with the mandate of the Department of Communications, specifically the issue around community media. The last one is to assess challenges experienced by the department and entities, as well as the community media. We then developed particular themes that would necessarily so guide the committee during the oversight, and there's four of them. The first theme is around community outreach, where the committee will assess the impact of the content produced by various community media in the province and the extent to which the content is contributing to outcomes 14 as per that of the department. But crucially, it will also be important that the committee assesses the extent to which various community media are visible and accessible to the communities that they claim to serve. The second issue is to look around the issues of governance, sustainability, and growth of the community media as a program of government. So there, as it says, we'll be really looking around the governance issues and whether there is a credible sustainability strategy to ensure that the community media projects do progress. The third is to check whether community radio stations are readily ready to take opportunities as presented by the DTT, so to speak. And the last one is to look at challenges faced by community media. As we know that during the stakeholder engagement workshop that was organized by the MDDA in 2016, there was a myriad of challenges that were raised around community broadcasters and media, some including technology support, issues of signal interference, and of course financial support and governance issues. So we thought that because community media is an important driver for media pluralism and freedom of expression, and that it's important that they continuously receive the necessary support within the community to ensure that there is engaged and informed citizenry and audiences in the communities that they serve. So I think, the last one would be probably the most critical question.
Now, I'm talking about comments. Is there anything that you want to comment, please?
Why don't we ever visit private radio? Because I've never heard of an oversight to check on what those people are doing. In KZN there, we need to be seen as well, to be visiting spaces of radio that are not
supported by government.
But you know, to have a conversation with them, understand their conditions, their content, are they sticking to the Broadcasting Act, all those things, because they have got a constitutional prerogative to comply with a whole set of legislation that we exercise oversight on. So we don't only hold a government accountable, we hold everyone accountable as parliament, because we are the people's representatives. I would propose that let's go visit someone there who is private. It can either be Ikakasi, which is influences a lot of our people's opinions. It's listened to a lot of what people understand. You might find that they are not as independent as you think.
I don't think there can be an opposition on that.
No, I just want
to
order the rules. Constitutional opinion.
Okay. I think you are a teacher, ne?
there is no problem with that. But let's look at
Unless there is something on what the content advisor has raised.
No.
Nothing. Can you go to the... Are we all comfortable that with the first page?
Yeah.
We are going to return from Johannes.
Yeah.
And we take the point Kakumba was on Friday. But it may not be now. But we'll look at it. First page, any problem? Was Kawa Entertainment did you find out where are these people and all of that? Because there was a question about the Kawa Entertainment Group. When I asked the chair of MDTA, she didn't know about it.
Thank you, Chair. Chairperson would remember we requested the department to assist in that regard. An email came through yesterday which said there's a list of the project, but there was no attachments, and I've been requesting that, but up to now I've not received it. Thank you.
So there is nothing? Anything on page 2, members? I found almost, it's the dates with the times and dates. But what has changed now? What has changed now, comrades? What has changed now is that we end our program on a Thursday instead of Friday. I'm not sure whether we sleep over or we fly the same day. I'm not sure who's not going to, who's not available for this trip.
Don't interfere with the office. As long as you don't interfere with the office.
Do we have any member who's not attending the office?
The hospitals are very important.
What is missing in the light session?
The hospitals.
The light session.
It's honorable. They are available.
No, it's not. Honorable, there is not available.
Okay, what's not available?
Chairperson,
we don't need it. We don't need it.
We have not been able to get hold of Honorable Dozy, so he's not on the list.
Honorable Dozy, you are not in the list. Are you attending?
Which list is this? Oh, is there a list?
Partner, I thought the list is only happening there in the NC. Is there a list here?
Yes.
No, I'm coming to this one.
Are you attending the oversight?
Yeah, I'm coming to this oversight. Confirmed with who?
They have,
in front of you,
their processes, their submissions that are made.
Yeah, I don't know. All I know, Honorable Chair, is that I'm a member of Parliament. Okay. I'm coming to that oversight visit. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay, who else is not
going
except
honorable
Dozy and honorable
Dozy?
Well,
I will
eat
this thing,
you
don't know.
He will
attend, he will attend.
Okay, remember, all I wanted to say, the program ends on the 9th, and then we are flying back home on the 10th. Okay.
Cool.
We are done, and the program is accepted. The only thing that what you are reading there must be attached to this, and then in terms of accommodation and everything else, you must be organized. Minutes before you leave. There are 1, 2, 3, 4 sets of minutes. We are in Pegasus. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Minutes? Where are the minutes?
I don't know.
Do we have the minutes?
You have to go and
Members, we have the minutes because we must adopt. What is the agenda for this minute? So that we pile them. Can we deal with this minute next time, members?
Yeah.
So they stand over for the next meeting. And that's the last item, the meeting on the agenda. Thank you very much. See you on Monday. See you on Monday.
They're gonna pick up
now.
They're gonna
have a